Unit 2. Part 2. Development of 4R Skills. Listening. Section A. Listening Comprehension. Task 1. Now listen to a news item and answer question 1. Recent price disputes between different bus companies in China have triggered debates about public transport. Long-distance buses linking Beijing with the neighboring city of Langfang were barred from entering Langfang by some local bus drivers for price reasons. An article in the Beijing Youth Daily cites the rally organizers' claims that the much lower rates of the capital city buses puts the Langfang bus lines at a disadvantage. Patrons of the Beijing buses need to pay only about a quarter of the normal price for a ride between Beijing and Langfang. The newspaper says this public service has brought great benefits to locals, but the interests of the coach drivers should also be considered. With their tax exemption, the capital city buses operate at a much lower cost, which lets them dramatically cut their ticket prices. But local operators, without the preferential tax policies, can't compete with the lower prices, which has led to a fall in passenger numbers. The article calls for the transport departments from the two cities to make a joint effort to resolve the problem in a way that satisfies both parties. In conclusion, the newspaper suggests that a tax cut or a coordination tool should be introduced to protect the interests of the local coach owners, as well as benefiting local passengers.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 2.
Recent price disputes between different bus companies in China have triggered debates about public transport. Long-distance buses linking Beijing with the neighboring city of Langfang were barred from entering Langfang by some local bus drivers for price reasons. An article in the Beijing Youth Daily cites the rally organizers' claims that the much lower rates of the capital city buses puts the Langfang bus lines at a disadvantage. Patrons of the Beijing buses need to pay only about a quarter of the normal price for a ride between Beijing and Langfang. The newspaper says this public service has brought great benefits to locals, but the interests of the coach drivers should also be considered. With their tax exemption, the capital city buses operate at a much lower cost, which lets them dramatically cut their ticket prices. But local operators, without the preferential tax policies, can't compete with the lower prices, which has led to a fall in passenger numbers. The article calls for the transport departments from the two cities to make a joint effort to resolve the problem in a way that satisfies both parties. In conclusion, the newspaper suggests that a tax cut or a coordination tool should be introduced to protect the interests of the local coach owners, as well as benefiting local passengers.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 3.
Recent price disputes between different bus companies in China have triggered debates about public transport. Long-distance buses linking Beijing with the neighboring city of Langfang were barred from entering Langfang by some local bus drivers for price reasons. An article in the Beijing Youth Daily cites the rally organizers' claims that the much lower rates of the capital city buses puts the Langfang bus lines at a disadvantage. Patrons of the Beijing buses need to pay only about a quarter of the normal price for a ride between Beijing and Langfang. The newspaper says this public service has brought great benefits to locals, but the interests of the coach drivers should also be considered. With their tax exemption, the capital city buses operate at a much lower cost, which lets them dramatically cut their ticket prices. But local operators, without the preferential tax policies, can't compete with the lower prices, which has led to a fall in passenger numbers. The article calls for the transport departments from the two cities to make a joint effort to resolve the problem in a way that satisfies both parties. In conclusion, The newspaper suggests that a tax cut or a coordination tool should be introduced to protect the interests of the local coach owners, as well as benefiting local passengers.
Task 2. Now listen to a news item and answer question 4. Traffic congestion in the Chinese capital of Beijing is expected to be alleviated to some extent as another subway line opens in a few months. The North to South Subway Line 4 is due to open in September, while its Ma Jiabu section is currently undergoing tests. The new trains run along an 800-meter test track, testing the brakes, deceleration, stopping, and signals. Zhang Yanying is an official with the Beijing Mass Transit Railway Construction Administration Corporation. Next, we will test the interior fittings, which will be processed between June the 20th to September the 28th. Most of the construction is being carried out by Hong Kong's railway operator, the Mass Transit Railway Corporation, which will also run the line for 30 years. The 28-kilometer line is scheduled to open for service at the end of September. The new line will pass through Zhongguancun, Beijing's high-tech center, the National Library of China, and the Beijing South Railway Station. 13 subway lines are now being built in Beijing at a cost of more than 50 billion yuan, or nearly $7 billion. That'll bring the total number of lines in the city to 19 by the end of 2015.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 5.
Traffic congestion in the Chinese capital of Beijing is expected to be alleviated to some extent as another subway line opens in a few months. The North to South Subway Line 4 is due to open in September, while its Ma Jiabu section is currently undergoing tests. The new trains run along an 800-meter test track, testing the brakes, deceleration, stopping, and signals. Zhang Yanying is an official with the Beijing Mass Transit Railway Construction Administration Corporation. Next, we will test the interior fittings, which will be processed between June the 20th to September the 28th. Most of the construction is being carried out by Hong Kong's railway operator, the Mass Transit Railway Corporation, which will also run the line for 30 years. The 28-kilometer line is scheduled to open for service at the end of September. The new line will pass through Zhongguancun, Beijing's high-tech center, the National Library of China, and the Beijing South Railway Station. 13 subway lines are now being built in Beijing at a cost of more than 50 billion yuan, or nearly $7 billion. That'll bring the total number of lines in the city to 19 by the end of 2015.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 6.
Traffic congestion in the Chinese capital of Beijing is expected to be alleviated to some extent as another subway line opens in a few months. The North to South Subway Line 4 is due to open in September, while its Ma Jiabu section is currently undergoing tests. The new trains run along an 800-meter test track, testing the brakes, deceleration, stopping, and signals. Zhang Yanying is an official with the Beijing Mass Transit Railway Construction Administration Corporation. Next, we will test the interior fittings, which will be processed between June the 20th to September the 28th. Most of the construction is being carried out by Hong Kong's railway operator, the Mass Transit Railway Corporation, which will also run the line for 30 years. The 28-kilometer line is scheduled to open for service at the end of September. The new line will pass through Zhongguancun, Beijing's high-tech center, the National Library of China, and the Beijing South Railway Station. 13 subway lines are now being built in Beijing at a cost of more than 50 billion yuan, or nearly $7 billion. That'll bring the total number of lines in the city to 19 by the end of 2015.
Task 3. Now listen to a news item and answer question 7. At least 3 people have been killed and 17 are missing after a road caved in on a subway tunnel under construction in the eastern Chinese city of Hangzhou. 19 people have been taken to hospital, and an investigation team has been set up to probe the cause of Saturday's accident. Witnesses and rescuers earlier said at least 50 people, mostly construction workers, were trapped underground. But the exact number is still unknown. About 30 workers managed to escape. 11 vehicles are also trapped in the 75-meter-long, 15-meter-deep crater after a section of road collapsed into the tunnel. About 2,000 rescuers are trying to pump water out of the tunnel and haul vehicles out of the crater. All subway construction in the city has been suspended. And the accident site is on line 1 of 8 subway lines which will be built in Hangzhou City by 2050.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 8.
At least 3 people have been killed and 17 are missing after a road caved in on a subway tunnel under construction in the eastern Chinese city of Hangzhou. 19 people have been taken to hospital, and an investigation team has been set up to probe the cause of Saturday's accident. Witnesses and rescuers earlier said at least 50 people, mostly construction workers, were trapped underground. But the exact number is still unknown. About 30 workers managed to escape. 11 vehicles are also trapped in the 75-meter-long, 15-meter-deep crater after a section of road collapsed into the tunnel. About 2,000 rescuers are trying to pump water out of the tunnel and haul vehicles out of the crater. All subway construction in the city has been suspended. And the accident site is on line 1 of 8 subway lines which will be built in Hangzhou City by 2050.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 9.
At least 3 people have been killed and 17 are missing after a road caved in on a subway tunnel under construction in the eastern Chinese city of Hangzhou. 19 people have been taken to hospital and an investigation team has been set up to probe the cause of Saturday's accident. Witnesses and rescuers earlier said at least 50 people, mostly construction workers, were trapped underground. But the exact number is still unknown. About 30 workers managed to escape. 11 vehicles are also trapped in the 75-meter-long, 15-meter-deep crater after a section of road collapsed into the tunnel. About 2,000 rescuers are trying to pump water out of the tunnel and haul vehicles out of the crater. All subway construction in the city has been suspended. And the accident site is on line 1 of 8 subway lines which will be built in Hangzhou City by 2050.
Task 4. Now listen to a passage twice and answer questions 10 to 12. Last year, David Emery ditched his car. Now he relies on mass transit or his own 2 feet to get around. He works in transportation planning, so it seems too appropriate. It's nice not to have to, you know, worry about the upkeep of the car. You don't worry about parking or the insurance. It's definitely saving some money now. The 28-year-old also joined a car-sharing network when he needs to go the distance to the suburbs of Atlanta or shop for something too big to haul on the commuter rail. Flex Car members sign up online for the car. The Seattle-based company, which was launched 7 years ago, relies on smart car technology to track trips. Star reservation system would not allow 2 people to reserve the same car at the same time, so someone walks up to it. But it's not gonna open up for them unless they have a reservation on that car. And it's not gonna start for them unless they've made a reservation on that car. Each vehicle has assigned parking. The device on the windshield reads your card, which opens the vehicle, and the key is in the glove box. The company takes care of routine maintenance and insurance. With gas, it's all about courtesy. If the tank is low, fill it up for the next driver. You don't pay for it out of a pocket. There is this card right here. Up until now, car sharing programs have really catered to meet crowds. But with more U.S. cities facing major transportation challenges and congestion, car sharing just may be a viable option. I think it's the answer to what I think of this sort of transportation renaissance. And it's happening across the country. FlexCar has 40,000 members in 9 cities and is expanding. Like Boston-based competitor Zipcar, if you're a member of one city, you can borrow a set of wheels in another market. Catherine Ross, a professor of Georgia Tech, specializes in regional development. She's a fan of car sharing. It improves air quality and reduces congestion, and it improves green space because now we don't have to accommodate parking. It's great for development. They can have lower parking ratios now. They don't have to provide huge parking for every new development. I just think it's a win-win. The Atlanta Regional Commission estimates that additional 2.2 million people will move into the Atlanta metro area over the next 25 years. So programs like car sharing could be critical in helping unclog congestion here and in other cities across America. Last year, David Emery ditched his car. Now he relies on mass transit or his own 2 feet to get around. He works in transportation planning, so it seems too appropriate. It's nice not to have to, you know, worry about the upkeep of the car. You don't worry about parking or the insurance. It's definitely saving some money now. The 28-year-old also joined a car-sharing network when he needs to go the distance to the suburbs of Atlanta or shop for something too big to haul on the commuter rail. FlexCar members sign up online for the car. The Seattle-based company, which was launched 7 years ago, relies on smart car technology to track trips. Star reservation system would not allow 2 people to reserve the same car at the same time, so someone walks up to it. But it's not gonna open up for them unless they have a reservation on that car. And it's not gonna start for them unless they've made a reservation on that car. Each vehicle has assigned parking. The device on the windshield reads your card, which opens the vehicle, and the key is in the glove box. The company takes care of routine maintenance and insurance. With gas, it's all about courtesy. If the tank is low, fill it up for the next driver. You don't pay for it out of a pocket. There is this card right here. Up until now, car sharing programs have really catered to meet crowds. But with more U.S. cities facing major transportation challenges and congestion, car sharing just may be a viable option. I think it's the answer to what I think of this sort of transportation renaissance. And it's happening across the country. FlexCar has 40,000 members in 9 cities and is expanding. Like Boston-based competitor Zipcar, if you're a member of one city, you can borrow a set of wheels in another market. Catherine Ross, a professor of Georgia Tech, specializes in regional development. She's a fan of car sharing. It improves air quality and reduces congestion, and it improves green space because now we don't have to accommodate parking. It's great for development. They can have lower parking ratios now. They don't have to provide huge parking for every new development. I just think it's a win-win. The Atlanta Regional Commission estimates that additional 2.2 million people will move into the Atlanta metro area over the next 25 years. So programs like car sharing could be critical in helping unclog congestion here and in other cities across America.
Section B. Listening-based integrated tasks. Task 1. Listening and dictation. Everyone loves a good laugh, and researchers are finding that a good giggle does more than just bring your smile to your face. Remarkable things are happening inside your body as well.
We now have the evidence that we literally not only decrease the detrimental stress hormone, but we increase a good narrow peptide holding endorphins.
It sure does a good thing, reducing stress and improving heart health.
Frequent laughter has been found to improve circulation, lower blood pressure, and even help prevent cardiovascular disease.
I know there are probably some people on the audience laughing in disbelief at all of this, but the research is in that laughter really makes a difference physiologically.
Well, indeed. There are a lot of studies that actually do show all the health benefits of laughter cardiovascularly, neurologically. When it comes to controlling work pressure, depression is very major.
How does it work, though? Why does it have that effect on the body?
Well, laughter is very aerobic activity and engages every single organ system. You breathe in and out to get a lot of air in. It exercises the muscles, and when you're done, the muscles do relax.
And how does that impact on something like your immune system?
There are studies that do show that laughter increases the production of endorphins, which in turn turns the immune response on.
In your laughter yoga class, when people come in the first time, are they a little bit doubtful or cynical about whether this is going to work?
Some are. But generally, when people wind up in your yoga class or left yoga class, they're ready. They're looking for something to help them get better.
And they keep coming back time and time again?
Usually, they'll come for a few times and they'll disappear, and they'll come again. But we have regulars that have been coming for years.
I know some of the older people use it as cardiovascular exercise. How effective is it for something like that?
It's very effective. University of Stanford did a study which actually showed that 1 minute of laughter is equivalent to about 6 to 10 minutes on the treadmill.
Really?
Indeed.
And also, you know, in the piece that we just saw, it can be fake laugh, but you can fake it and still have positive results?
Indeed. It's been found that, physiologically, the body does not recognize the difference between simulated laughter and spontaneous laughter. Even when you smile or pretend to smile, you still start producing endorphins.
Everyone loves a good laugh, and researchers are finding that a good giggle does more than just bring your smile to your face. Remarkable things are happening inside your body as well.
We now have the evidence that we literally not only decrease the detrimental stress hormone, but we increase a good narrow peptide holding endorphins.
It sure does a good thing, reducing stress and improving heart health.
Frequent laughter has been found to improve circulation, lower blood pressure, and even help prevent cardiovascular disease.
I know there are probably some people on the audience laughing in disbelief at all of this, but the research is in that laughter really makes a difference physiologically.
Well, indeed. There are a lot of studies that actually do show all the health benefits of laughter cardiovascularly, neurologically. When it comes to controlling work pressure, depression is very major.
How does it work, though? Why does it have that effect on the body?
Well, laughter is very aerobic activity and engages every single organ system. You breathe in and out to get a lot of air in. It exercises the muscles, and when you're done, the muscles do relax.
And how does that impact on something like your immune system?
There are studies that do show that laughter increases the production of endorphins, which in turn turns the immune response on.
In your laughter yoga class, when people come in the first time, are they a little bit doubtful or cynical about whether this is going to work?
Some are, but generally, when people wind up in your yoga class or left yoga class, they're ready. They're looking for something to help them get better.
And they keep coming back time and time again?
Usually, they'll come for a few times and they'll disappear, and they'll come again. But we have regulars that have been coming for years.
I know some of the older people use it as cardiovascular exercise. How effective is it for something like that?
It's very effective. University of Stanford did a study which actually showed that 1 minute of laughter is equivalent to about 6 to 10 minutes on the treadmill.
Really?
Indeed.
And also, you know, in the piece that we just saw, it can be fake laugh. But you can fake it and still have positive results?
Indeed. It's been found that, physiologically, the body does not recognize the difference between simulated laughter and spontaneous laughter. Even when you smile or pretend to smile, you still start producing endorphins.